Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is May the 2nd. It's a Thursday, and I'm so glad that you decided to spend 5 minutes with me on this program, Remaining in the Lord's Love. This is a bit of a tricky message today. I want to make sure we get it right and that I don't mislead you. The gospel is very short today. We're going to look at the gospel from today's daily mass. It's only, what, 2 verses? So it's a very short gospel. It's a very good message, but it could be confusing because what I don't want you to think is that there is something you can do to make the Lord stop loving you, because there isn't. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how bad of a sin you commit, the Lord will not love you any more or any less. He loves you with a perfect, unconditional love. However, because love is a relationship, it works both ways. I love the Lord loves me, so if I'm going to be in a relationship with him, we are supposed to love one another. I can hurt the relationship. I, as an imperfect sinner, can hurt the relationship by disobeying him, by going against one of his commandments, by choosing what I want instead of what he wants. So I can hurt our relationship, our mutually loving relationship, right? Because I'm not loving him as I should. So let me read this short gospel, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. John chapter 15, verses 9 through 11. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." Again, that's with an unconditional love. "Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The joy of knowing that you are in a relationship with Jesus and with your Father in heaven, with God the Father. And that relationship does require work on your part and my part as well. The Lord Jesus loves us with an unconditional love. Nothing we can do will change that. And that's pretty amazing, because all human relationships are subject to some degree of conditional love. We might try to love unconditionally, but eventually we all get to that point where something happens, in the relationship and we're like fed up with that person, or we love them a tiny bit less. It might only be a tiny bit less than we should. And again, you know, you and I have talked about this before. Love is not a feeling. Love is a conscious choice. It's a decision. And we have to decide if we're going to love somebody. And there are times when somebody says something to us and we say, you know what? I don't want to hear that. I do not want anything to do with this person. I'm not going to be nice to them. And that is an imperfect love. That's not loving them the way that Jesus loves them. So that's what we're used to in our earthly relationships, because we're human. We're not divine. So in a relationship with Jesus, he loves us perfectly. But in order for a relationship to exist, there's got to be two people involved. So the relationship depends on me as well as it depends on Jesus. He's always going to uphold his end, but I'm not. And what the Lord says basically is, if you're going to be in a loving relationship with me, which is what we should all desire, right? You got to keep my commandments. And when you don't, well, that's going to hurt the relationship. So what do we do about that? Well, we pray for the grace to follow his commandments and to not commit any sins. And when we do, we go to the sacrament of confession. We confess our sins, we receive absolution, and then the relationship between us and God, or us and Jesus, is repaired. But that's an important concept. We don't want to do anything to mess up the relationship between us and the Lord. Following his commandments is the way we keep it strong. Okay? I'll talk to you next time.